Scott Walker bowed out of the 2006 GOP primary for governor, but this time the Milwaukee County executive has stayed in the race and been ahead of Mark Newman in the polls. A staple of Walker's campaign is to meet with a group of people at lunchtime and talk with them about his candidacy.
Scott Walker.
Walker recently held one of his brown bag events at a financial services firm in Brookfield, joking with roughly 50 people about the day's menu.
In some places, have better lunches than others. You all did pretty well at the Panera here.
Walker then delivers his standard message about the need for less government spending, more tax cuts, and how he's the only Republican running who has government management experience during a time of tight budgets. Walker also takes a few minutes to bash the planned high-speed rail line between Milwaukee and Madison. That goes over well with audience member Kim D'Amato of Menominee Falls.
I think the price tag right now is $800 million, and that's probably a low estimate. For the number of riders, I think, that are actually going to ride it, I think it's just going to be too costly. We aren't going to get much benefit out of it.
For months, a train load of dollars has rolled into Wisconsin from the Republican Governors Association, presumably aimed at helping Scott Walker. The RGA has run several television ads ripping Democratic contender Tom Barrett. Last week, Walker went after Barrett on his own, but with controversial results.
I'm Scott Walker, and I took on the political machine in Milwaukee. I'm ready to go the distance as your next governor.
In that ad, Walker put on boxing gloves and said Barrett had been throwing punches at him. Many saw the commercial as insensitive, given that Barrett had been severely beaten last year. Walker has also had some controversies involving his record as Milwaukee County Executive. For example, there have been problems at the county mental health complex, and Walker reassigned the facility's director. The move came shortly after Barrett appeared outside a Walker-Newman debate and urged Walker to take action. Later that evening, Walker criticized Barrett.
Anybody can stand outside and throw rocks, but it takes a true leader to stand up and talk about the vision and take questions from the voters, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We hold people accountable in every aspect of governing, and this was another example today.
The bad publicity over the mental health complex and Walker's heavy focus on Barrett may have come with an additional price. The Republican race may be tightening. As a sign of that, this week Walker took on Mark Newman with a television ad noting that when in Congress during the 1990s, Newman voted the same way liberal House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did on a spending bill.
You know who else voted for that $9 billion in pork barrel spending? Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, folks.
Take a closer look at Mark Newman. Remind you of anyone?
Newman answered with an ad attacking Walker. It's not the situation the GOP wanted, but it's one the two Republican candidates are in 5 days before the primary election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.